So even though the rich countries are frozen at high subsidies and as a result can sell food into your market below the cost not only of what it costs their farmers to produce it, but of what it costs your farmers, i.e. they can bankrupt your farmers by having subsidies, you aren't allowed as a developing country to have a counter-subsidy or what's called a quantitative restriction, a quota to try and keep it out. Those are the WTO rules. And the article on agriculture, actually, the chapter on agriculture, is one of the ones that is probably, as far as deciphering the WTO rules, one of the most useful, because those rules are so arcane. And it explains exactly how it is that right now more people in the developing world are facing malnutrition 10 years, 9.5 years after WTO than before. How it has come to pass after 10 years we were promised that the WTO would increase global wealth and increase the wealth of the poorest countries, how more people are living on $1 a day.